Yeah, I think it's fair to say, Catherine, that yesterday's news was bittersweet for the Fin Valley. We were absolutely delighted to hear that Clifford had received almost €6 million in funding. But at the same time, we're bitterly, bitterly disappointed for the communities in Castlefin and the Twin Towns in particular. Just last October, my colleague Pierce Doherty and I invited Minister Kevin Boxer-Moran to Castlefin, where he met with homeowners, business owners, community representatives from Castlefin, Lifford and the Twin Towns, and he heard firsthand the devastating impact of the two floods which occurred in November and December 2015. And he was told in no uncertain terms that those families would lose their homes and their businesses would close if they were flooded again. And I myself made a personal plea to the Minister to listen to our concerns and to ensure that these towns would be top of the list when funding was announced. And unfortunately, it seems that the Minister hasn't listened, and we're bitterly disappointed by that.
We do know, though, that this is only the first tranche of funding. Maybe there is light at the end of the tunnel in the second round of funding in the near future for Fin Valley.
Well, it's hard to understand why a difference was made between these three towns. The case was put and the case was made that all three towns should receive priority and should be top of the list when the funding was handed out. There was €430 million overall in the CFRAMS pot, and only about €250 million was allocated yesterday. So what we're saying is, why pick one or the other? Why was a difference made between Lifford, Castlefin and the Twin Towns? All three towns and villages were deserving of this funding, and all three are entirely dependent on this flood mitigation funding to ensure that they aren't flooded again and that these towns are not decimated. If we are on the receiving end of catastrophic flooding this winter, as we were in the winter of 2015-2016.